Miss Gold Nugget segment, President and CEO of Silver Crest Metals, Eric Fier. It's a pleasure to welcome CEO, President, and Director of Silver Crest Metals, Eric Fier, on his debut appearance at GoldSeek.com Radio. With nearly three decades of experience in the mining sector, certified geologist, his latest endeavor, Silver Crest Metals, is a spinoff of Silver Crest Mines, a favorite of GoldSeek and our top analysts at Gold Forecaster. Welcome to the show, President Fier.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Thanks for joining us. And, you know, as we were talking before the show here, you've worn virtually every cap, as it were. Folks that come to mind who also led their companies to great success, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and some of these other folks who started off at the very bottom. And give us an idea of how your experience could bring similar synergies for your shareholders.
Well, yeah, I think I do hold a lot of hats here, taking things from discovery to studies to financing to construction to production. So I've been through all of those things many times in my career, and I could only hope to aspire to take our shareholders to the same price as Apple or Microsoft.
Before we jump into the latest news on your key exploration projects, please outline the impressive management team that you've assembled, including industry favorite Scott Drever.
Yeah, well, the same team at Silver Crest Metals is the same that was at Silver Crest Mines. Why fix something if it isn't broken? So we've just moved over pretty much everybody onto the seats here. We did a few shuffling of desks around in the office. But lots of success on the Silver Crest Mines. We look forward to lots of success under Silver Crest Metals.
Turning to your key exploration projects in the Durango region, of course, that's home to the Guadalupe property. The initial test results are impressive. They indicate solid gold and silver deposits. I wonder if you'd tell more about this interesting venture.
Yeah, the Guadalupe property was a First Majestic property, so that was part of the spinoff with the merger of First Majestic and Silvercrest Mines. And along with that property came a pretty good database of information. It is an exploration property. It currently surrounds the Gavilanes discovery that Santa Cruz Silver made a couple of years ago. And the ore body appears to run onto the property, the mineralization onto the property. So we look forward to following up on that. However, that's not our primary focus right now. We have two other properties in Sonora, the same location as the Santa Elena mine where Silvercrest Mines had all of its success. So those two properties were also carved out of Silvercrest Mines as part of that spinoff. The two properties are Las Chispas and Wasabas. And Las Chispas itself, I believe, next year will be the flagship for the company. It is in a historic silver district with a lot of information, a lot of underground workings, up to 5 kilometers of underground workings. Half of that's exposed. You can go underground currently and face up in excellent mineralization. So we look at doing a lot more exploration on that property next year. It is located about 25 kilometers north of the Santa Elena mine, so there is synergies between Las Chispas and Santa Elena as a potential mill feed in the future, testing that scenario and working with First Majestic on that since they've acquired that property. And Wasabas is about 100 kilometers to the east of Las Chispas and Santa Elena, and we'll be doing some drilling between December and the first part of next year to start testing that. Our philosophy is to drill to kill or keep. I don't want to waste shareholders' time or money, so we want to get in, take a look at these things, be efficient, be systematic, be cautious with the money that we have in the bank, and have a discovery or get away, get out of it, and get rid of the distraction. This is the same philosophy we had in Silvercrest Mines along with its success.
Sounds like that's a strategic edge that you have right there, your cash reserves. The careful management of those resources will be key to your success. Do you care to highlight any specific management decisions that you've made to overcome any hurdles and or any anticipated challenges you see on the horizon?
Well, in this market, as you know, I think we're muddling around here near the bottom. I think we'll be here for another 12 to 18 months. I'm looking for a rise in the tide sometime during 2017. Been through these cycles. This is my fourth one. I've seen them rise and fall and been able to survive all the cycles along with the management team here and still have success. So one example is the financing of the Santa Elena mine for Silvercrest Mines. We did that at the bottom of the market in May of 2009. So if you can start financing these things in the bottom of the market, you know you got a very strategic business model. Our business model that we apply is the phased approach. I think we're pioneers in this. A lot of companies are starting to follow this formula in this type of a market. The phased approach is to start out small, invest as little capital as possible, and grow through cash flow from that growth.
President Fear, I appreciate your candor. I share your sentiments, at least another tough 12 to 18 months. As the Federal Reserve and their colleagues continue to raise rates, I think we're going to see some challenging times for the underlying metals, but that should set the floor for the next impressive bull market. President Fear, as the discussion winds down, do you have any comments that you'd like to leave with the listening audience?
Yeah, just keep in mind that Silvercrest Metals is just a reset or a redial to Silvercrest Mines. So if you look at the history of Silvercrest Mines, so we made our discovery at Santa Elena 2006 and 2007. I believe that's where we're at today with Silvercrest Metals. And the share price went from about 30 cents to a peak of $3 over the course of the next 8 years of that company. So I look at doing a similar philosophy and path for Silvercrest Metals. I think we got a great leg up right now. By the end of the year, we'll have about $7.5 million in the bank, which gives us a definite strategic advantage in order to do what we want in 2016 and beyond.
Well, to find out more about Silvercrest Metals, listeners are encouraged to direct their web browsers to silvercrestmetals.com, silvercrestmetals.com. In addition, Yahoo Finance now has regular updates on the Silvercrest Metals shares. You can simply type in the ticker symbol SIL.V, or you can also punch in Silvercrest Metals, two words there, Silvercrest and then Metals, into their ticker search, and you'll find out all the latest information at Yahoo Finance. President Fear, we want to thank you for scheduling time today to highlight this exciting opportunity for investors at Silvercrest Metals.
Thanks for having me on, Chris.